quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome, you're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Russell Jackman. Mike McDowell is off today. At each commercial break, we will ask a trivia question. And also, we want to welcome again, WatchSMSN.com, serving Indiana and beyond. SMSN Radio, your home for sports. Thanks to CEO and founder Brian Snow.
Who knows? Maybe the home of the Bears soon.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Are they going to call them the Indiana Bears?
That would seem so weird.
Yeah.
Well,
it's sort of like when you have the New York Giants, but they play in
or Santa Clara hosting the 49ers. It's about the same team.
Yeah. Well, but that's at least in the same state.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I always make good points. Just kidding. When we come back, we got a lot of basketball to talk about, and I actually do want to talk about the WNBA because of what's going on with Caitlin Clark and Sophie Cunningham, and I think it's going to be the next WWE is going to be the WNBA, the way these ladies are playing.
Well, I think that it's a little bit overblown, and they, you don't want to go back to where the NBA was when Kermit Washington was punching Rudy Tomjanovich and almost killed him.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You know, I've been seeing some of those older NBA brawls, and those happened a lot. And like Bird, you know, getting in fights with Rodman and Lambeer. Yeah. And Detroit being all that, you know, once there was that, you know, the malice in the palace.
Yep.
That things had to get dialed back. And I don't think the WNBA wants to fall in those footsteps. So I think there's going to be heavy fines.
All right, audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
There are rivers that people visit, and then there are rivers that change them. For over 40 years, Tributary Whitewater has guided adventurers on the West's most iconic waters. The journey spans from the deepest river canyon in North America via Hell's Canyon on the Snake River to the legendary wild and scenic stretches of the Rogue River in Southwest Oregon. Bring the family and explore a 3-day, 2-night easy rafting trip on the new Lower Klamath, or half-day to 2-day trips on California Classic Whitewater on the American River, or experience the rivers in the Sierra Nevada, including the Truckee River and the springtime East Fort Carson River, both just outside of Lake Tahoe. With expert guides and all-inclusive overnight experiences on the river, Tributary serves as a premier gateway to the great outdoors. From Oregon and Idaho to the heart of California, Tributary Whitewater provides everything you need for an experience of a lifetime. Reservations for the 2026 season are available at whitewatertours.com. Tributary Whitewater, incredible river experiences.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Russell Jackman. But actually, I do want to start off with the WNBA. So there's a target on Caitlin Clark's back. And, you know, it seems like it's obvious that it's about race, because if she was Black, I don't think that people would really care that much that she's a superstar. You know, she's making, I don't know how much more money than a lot of people, but she's the reason that that people go to the games. And then Sophie Cunningham, her teammate, you know, she looks like a pretty young little thing, but I was reading, or actually my wife was reading a little bit about her. She's like a black belt in some, martial art. I don't know if it's Fujitsu or one of those guys, but apparently she's kind of a beast. So she's not.
Well,
scary.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight.
That's it.
But the fight and the dog, not to call her a dog. I'm not.
No, I
framing her as a dog, but it's an old saying that, you know, I would take the skilled smaller fighter over the unskilled big man, you know, all the time, and that always turns out to be the case. Part of it I also think is maybe a little bit purposeful for the WNBA, because they want more people to tune in, and by creating these kind of, you know, heated rivalries, so to speak. That's what made the NBA, drew a lot of interest in the NBA, and I think there's something to be said about that formula, that if you can get girls to brawl, you know, maybe more people are going to tune in.
Going to a hockey game and a boxing match came out, something
like
that.
You just need to look at the NBA playoffs. Yeah. There were near fights in almost every series, or, you know, guys scuffling to each other. There was Jokic running completely across the court and getting right in the face of the guy in Minnesota, you know, because he decided to score a basket that he didn't think was fair. You know, he scored that basket while they were still ahead. Just that sort of thing. I blame that all on bad refereeing. I really do. I think that if you have the game in control and you're not letting the little scrappiness get missed, then they understand that the fouls are being called, then you don't see the cheap fouls. I mean, Wembanyama in game 4 absolutely manhandled
Galen, right? Brunson?
Yeah, Brunson. Just threw him to the ground, and the refs didn't say anything. That whole thing where he was going, I'm in your head. Is that not taunting?
Yeah, I think it is.
And yet, because of the star power of Wembanyama, the refs just looked the other way.
Yeah, but Jalen Brunson also has got star power, but even more so now.
Now he does. He didn't before that series. He was on another level. He's on the lower level of stars. You know, nobody would have mentioned him in the top five players of the NBA prior to that. That's
probably true. Yeah.
You know, Shai Gilgeous gets a lot of calls. You know, Wembanyama obviously gets a lot of calls. LeBron gets a lot of calls still. You know, Harden used to get calls if you just like breathed his way. You would get a foul call.
LeBron will keep getting calls till he's 75 years old.
Luka Doncic gets calls like crazy. And
What was it? Who was it? Jokic that used to just get really frustrated that calls were not going for him, or was it Luka?
Well, I know Curry gets very upset because he gets whacked all the time down below and winds up on his back. And there are times where the Warriors will go to the free throw line three times in an entire game, and the other team will get like 18 trips to the line. And you just got to wonder, you know, what exactly is going on there.
A little bit more physical, but you know, you and I were talking about how, you know, you go back to the 90s with the nasty boys or the bad boys of the Pistons, and it was brutal. And then I'm just kind of wondering if the NBA or WNBA, it's like people are going to be kind of going to it looking for the fights the aggressiveness, let's put it that way.
But a more pressing issue is that I don't know if you read that Malik Beasley and Ed Davis, you know, one of the other famous Eds in sports other than yourself, they've gotten caught up in another NBA gambling scandal.
Oh, I hadn't read that yet. Oh no.
Yes, and they never resolved the Terry Rozier, Chauncey Billups gambling.
Yeah, I wonder what happened with that.
I don't know. And now there's another two guys involved in gambling.
And Malik Beasley, I mean, he's more well known than
and Davis as well. I mean, you know, it's not an isolated incident. And yet the NBA is just sort of, you know, putting its hands behind its back and whistling and just going, isn't that nice that the Knicks won the championship? You know, don't anyone pay any attention to what's going on behind the curtain, you know. Everything's legit here. There's nothing corrupt about, you know, the fact that now we have two gambling scandals within a year, and neither one of them, I mean, you didn't even know that it happened. It flew under your radar completely, and it wasn't something that the NBA has really been announcing much. I'm telling you, gambling is really going to be the end of the sports as we know it.
That's a very, very. I think you're right. It taints it so much that people just are going to start automatically assuming that games are fixed.
Well, you think about the fact that how much money changed hands during the series between New York Knicks and San Antonio, and the fact that you can bet on games while they're in progress. People were probably shoveling out when the Spurs were up by 29. You can make in-game bets while the team is going on. So people were shoveling money into the Spurs while the Knicks were coming back. And some lucky New Yorker probably just absolutely fleeced thousands of Spurs fans who were probably just saying, there's no way we can lose a 29-point lead.
Yeah.
So at the half, they probably, you know, re-upped like, you know, 10 grand, 20 grand, just saying, yeah, it's going to be easy money for me.
You know, it's interesting how, you know, back in the 1919 baseball scandal, they finally came out with, you know, the commissioner Kennesaw Mountain Landis was his name, to be the commissioner. And then, you know, now you've got, Adam Silver, right? But what's he going to do about these scandals?
So far, he's done nothing. And I think he's been a terrible commissioner as far as that goes. I think, Stern would have done something about this right now. And,
yeah.
And you know, Silver's interested in is these ridiculous in season tournaments
Are you a fan of that?
What?
Are you a fan of the in season?
No, tournament? I think that the observe you urinate award, the CUP award. I always say the Emirates observe you urinate because that's basically what it's worth. It's a distraction. I mean, can you tell me who won this year's?
Nope.
The Knicks did.
Well, there you go. I know that they won the championship.
But then Milwaukee won it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? And the Lakers won it in the first year. What does that tell you? Nothing.
Okay. We're going to go to our first trivia question, commercial break here. In which city? No, not what city. What film boasts the best-selling soundtrack of all time? It's a music question. Oh, I say in which city? That doesn't make any sense. What film boasts the best-selling soundtrack of all time? And I'll tell you, it is not Toy Story. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Russell Jackman. Mike McDowell should be with us the following week. Okay, now this one, actually, I did not get this one. This was hard. To me, this was hard. What film boasts the best-selling soundtrack of all time? Which I guess...
Can I ask one question? Is sure. It from the 70s?
No.
Okay, then I'm going to guess The Lion King.
That would have been an excellent answer. That's wrong, but it's an excellent answer. The 1970s. Oh, you're thinking like Grease?
Saturday Night Fever.
Or Saturday Night Fever, of course.
It was at one point. I know it was.
Yes, at one point it was. Now, you ready for this? The Bodyguard with Whitney Houston. I mean, there's only like one or two songs I think I even.
Yeah, I'm surprised that people. Yeah, Dirty Dancing would have been a very good. The Big Chill had an amazing soundtrack to it.
You know, it's funny, Dirty Dancing. I finally watched that.
And the Blues Brothers has an amazing soundtrack.
Blues Brothers, yeah. And then again, Grease would have been a good, or even Titanic.
Yeah, and then we just had Hamilton too. I would have thought maybe that.
To me that was overrated. The only thing that I liked about it was when he said, "I was the fool who shot him."
The king was great. I rhyming singing over a long period of time, I got tired of it. I just kind of got it exhausted me.
I mean, they're talented. I give them a lot of credit for talent, but I don't get into the rap music type stuff. So it didn't do much. Okay. So let's stay with basketball. Okay, yes. So a lot of stuff happened just recently.
Yeah, Giannis is no longer a Buck.
LeBron's leaving the Lakers. Now, supposedly the
Warriors... Ostensibly. He's not gone yet.
But not yet? Okay. I hope the Warriors don't go for him because, it's like the Giants. They always seem to get people at the tail end of their careers.
Well, that's not true. They got Durant and won back-to-back titles with him.
Yeah, but Durant wasn't over the hill, though. I mean, he's still playing.
Well, LeBron is still playing at a very high level. I mean, he played 60 games last year, and he was very effective, and apparently he gets along well.
He's definitely a Hall of Famer, and he definitely has some gas in the tank. But, do you want to get a guy who's only going to be good for maybe a year?
Option? Right now, the Warriors are on 100% of a two-year plan. That's it. And after 2 years,
Did Draymond go?
Well, Draymond's looking to re-up maybe for another 2 years. I mean, he declined his option, so he's gonna get a brand new deal. Also, Porzingis signed for 2 years. Horford signed for 2 years. Curry is there for 2 years. Butler is there for 2 years. Steph is there for 2 years. Kerr is going to be there for 2 years. And so after 2 years, if the Warriors don't win a title, they're going to be like speaking of the Blues Brothers, they're going to be like the Bluesmobile at the end, and it's just going to fall completely apart. There's going to be nobody left in 2 years. It's going to be one of the more stunning, like, turnovers of a team. It's going to be an entire, franchise is going to retire all at once.
Kaczynski is going to be the longest tenured player.
Yeah, no, it'll be Gary Payton the second.
Oh, that's right. I was thinking more he's going to be like a veteran, but Gary's been there a long time.
But did you also hear the story that Atlanta jettisoned Kuminga?
Huh.
After all that was said and done.
A little bit too much head on his, too big for his head. I was listening
to an analyst who said that he thinks the market for Kuminga is under $8 million a season. The Warriors were offering him $24 million a season to stay,
and he turned it down.
He is going to wind up And some places are saying he might go for like a veteran minimum of $4 million, which.
And what's a veteran? How many years? You have to be 5?
I think it's over 5. I think
he's probably been there 5 years now.
Yeah, he'd be right at the veterans.
But what I got to say is that what was he looking for? How much did he want? 30 million?
Could have been worth a lot more. I think there's got to be like the Brandon Ayuk school of crappy salary negotiation, and how you can turn a $30 million offer into, you know, $5 million or, you know, nothing at all.
Did he have an agent? Because some of these guys decide they're going to do it on their own. They don't want to pay an agent.
I think he does. Although if he does, he's not giving him very good advice. He should have stayed with the Warriors. The Warriors would have made him some kind of a decent. I thought they were making him a decent offer.
You know what? Maybe it had to do with playing time. Yeah,
it did. But now, I mean, how much playing time are you going to get when a team brings you on for $8 million? Playing time is a function of what your salary is, pretty much. Yeah. You know, unless you prove to be exceptional. And unfortunately, he didn't prove that he was exceptional, even though the Knicks only lost 2 games in the postseason. And Kuminga was one of the reasons why the Knicks lost a game to Atlanta. You know, and so I thought Atlanta was really moving him into position and was going to, you know, start featuring him, but they said thanks, but no thanks. And away he got, you know, who knows where he's going to be. They're talking that only Brooklyn and Portland have salary room to fit in.
You know, and again, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. It could be a personality thing. You know, a lot of it's the money, I'm sure. But then you also have Kawhi going back to the Raptors. And where's James Harden going to go?
Man, he's already been on a third of the league.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's going to go on his 40th team.
He might be on more, maybe traded more times than there are teams in the NBA. I really don't know because, you know, it's one thing that if you really look at this free agent class or whatever, they're not moving for big money. It's all about trades right now and trying to get that exception. I mean, look at how Minnesota absolutely bailed out on Julius Randle.
Yeah, and John Morant got traded to the Trailblazers, didn't he?
But the theme song for Minnesota should be Who's Sorry Now?
Yeah.
You have Karl Anthony Towns, who skated into a championship in New York and was an absolute huge cog to that machine that won a championship. Not only does Minnesota no longer have Karl Anthony Towns, but they don't have Randall, and they got rid of Naz Reid, which blew me away. Because I thought they were going to build around him, too, when they got rid of Karl Anthony Towns. I thought, okay, well, they're getting rid of Towns because they have Naz Reid and they're really happy with what he does. I think I would not be surprised that after next season that Ant-Man says, I want to go somewhere else.
I was just going to say that he's the last.
And he didn't sign on for a complete rebuilding. I mean, Minnesota was a pretty good team. They got, you know, all the way to, you know, the Western Conference semifinals. And yet now they're like at the same spot where like the Warriors are, like, you know.
I hope the Warriors don't get there's talk that about Anthony Davis, and
he's not coming. I guarantee. That was shot down today. Washington doesn't want him. The Warriors re-signed Porzingis and Horford, so they already have two centers. Plus Draymond plays center, and you've got Quentin Post. So that's four players that are centers on this team. So what are you going to do with Anthony Davis? How do you fit him in? Plus, he's injured all the time. Washington would have to take Butler off of the Warriors' hands to make it fit salary-wise.
It sounds like they don't want to get rid of Butler.
No, they don't, because what the Warriors could offer anyway in return would be an injured Butler who's not going to be able to play for half the year. plus draft picks, which I don't think the Warriors really want to part with. So that was an instance of reporters, no offense, just picking, you know, lint out of their butt and just saying, oh, I think there's going to be a trade. They had they didn't talk to anybody. They didn't have anything to go off of. They just, you know, I have a side story. Are we about to go to break?
We are. Save your side story, okay? And I like Jimmy Buckets. I want him to do well this year.
Yeah, okay. He's 38.
I know. He had good years with Chicago, and they got hurt. And he gets hurt a lot.
He dragged Miami to his finals, though.
What's that?
He dragged Miami to a finals.
Yeah. Okay, so here's our second trivia question. Now, this one is a geography question. And I think you'll get this one. Gauchos are found in which country? Do you know the answer?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't need to give you a hint.
No.
I just kind of had a feeling.
I'll give you that.
The next country, or the next question I have is also geography, and this one is, I think it's hard. Okay, audience, here's a trivia question again. Gauchos are found in which country? All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Help her out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV. Built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikessanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Got stuff you don't need? Turn it into cold hard cash with Cha-Ching Company. Whether it's your house, your car, or even gold collecting dust, we buy it for cash fast. No hassles, no long waits. Get a free cash offer in just 24 hours and walk away with money in your pocket. That's Cha-Ching Company, your trusted cash buyer for houses, cars, and gold. Visit CashNow2026.com. right now and get your offer today.
The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa invites you to experience spring in Tahoe. Whether it's hiking, getting pampered in the spa, or relaxing by the lake, the Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa is the perfect destination as it is close to many restaurants, Heavenly Village, and nature areas to explore. Every room has a spectacular Lake Tahoe view. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com to reserve your room with a view.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman. Our second trivia question, gauchos are found in which country?
First of all, aren't they the San Luis Obispo team? Aren't they the gauchos also?
There is some school that has the name the gauchos, but I don't remember which school.
Okay, I thought it was maybe San Luis Obispo, but it's Argentina.
It is. Yeah, I was going to say if you needed a hint, it would start with an A. But you're a smart man. All right.
Not what, the bodyguard. The answer to the bodyguard.
I know that was hard. That was a hard one. Again. And the next question I have, I think, is even harder. But who knows? You're smart. So you graduated high school. So
I got a law degree. So it's more than just that. Yeah.
I know. I'm just busting your chops. Okay. What sports story are we going to talk about next?
Let's see. I think that we could talk a little bit about baseball. I mean, the Giants, are still trying to get themselves out of the dog days of where they're at, and there might be some serious trades that go on.
It's funny. I'm going to go to one of the games in July.
Here's something that has nothing to do with, but it has everything to do with money. So it does have to do with sports and money, but it's a personal thing of mine. Hold on just a sec. I'm going to send you that article. I just found it.
Okay.
So my kids and I decided, because the Giants are doing so poorly, they wanted to go see a baseball game. So we went to go to the minor league team in Sacramento, the River Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So we go to the box office, and tickets are like between $20 to $30.
Wait, and by the way, did you drive like 90 miles to get there, or you are going to be there?
Yeah, I have friends there. So I played poker with some friends of mine. I usually do that once every couple months.
By the way, Russell plays for no money. It's all for fun, because we don't.
Nickel dimes, 50 quarters, 50 cents and dollars. And IRS, you want to go up against me and get but I have a write-off. I played for two hours.
I'm not talking IRS. I'm talking about I don't know what the laws of the land are with regard to playing poker for money.
Well, they are entitled to the 5 cent profit I made off of the time that I played for 2 hours. So if they want to collect their share, the 5 cent profit, I'm more than willing to cut them in for 2 or 3 cents.
I'm giving you a hard time, but go ahead.
After the poker game, we decided to go to the baseball game. So we get to the box office, and the lady at the box office says, "Oh, would you like a family fun pack?" Okay, and she said, "For $45, you get hot dogs and a soda, 4 tickets, and a souvenir mug." So we said, okay, that sounds like a great bargain. So we go ahead and do it, okay? And then I was giving my friend cash, and then he put it on his credit card. There's no, like, electronic receipt or anything like that. There's no, like, cashier or anything like that. The lady just told us this deal. Well, as soon as she ran the credit card through, she said, that'll be $206.
It was $45 per person?
Per person. Oh. And she did not, I swear to you, she did not say each. She did not say it's $45 each. You would think.
How does that make any economic sense for seeing a game, for $20 to see a game, and then, how much food you're going to eat, and how much is a mug? I mean, that's deceptive.
She didn't say... why do you quote something as a family fun package and not give the total amount of the package when you're selling it to somebody.
Exactly.
There was no poster on the wall that said anything. She just offered it to us while we were buying the seats.
Yeah. So, did you get your money back?
No. No, they kept it. I had to pay $45 for seat. I mean, it's still a lot less expensive if I bought, you know, tickets to a Giants game.
Yeah, but the idea was you wanted to go to a game that you would normally spend 20. And how many people? So how much did you have to spend yourself?
About $130.
Okay, and if you would have just bought the tickets that you wanted, you probably weren't going to care about the mug.
Between 60 to 90. Between 60 to 90.
Yeah, that's like 100% more almost.
Yes.
I hope you – are you going to do anything about it?
I am going to write to them and say – and then on top of all that, it was a 1-0 game that the Giants lost, that the Rivercats lost.
Oh, that doesn't help.
To make matters even worse, they had a fireworks show at the end that we stayed 20 minutes for after it was over. And then right at the end of the time that we waited, they said, due to technical difficulties, there'll be no fireworks tonight. So we got nothing.
Oh, man.
League 1-0 baseball game.
Well, that part of it's not anybody's fault.
No, right? But it could be more exciting.
Fireworks part. I mean, did you specifically went for the fireworks, didn't you? That's why you chose that game.
That was something we were looking forward to, especially when the game had no fireworks as part of it.
At least you could have thrown a couple of firecrackers and one Roman candle and a bottle rocket.
I mean, they have fireworks stands right outside the stadium. You know, they just should have, you know, sprung for like, you know, $500 worth of fireworks at the stand,
yeah,
and brought them into the stadium and just lit them off for us.
Wow.
So it was a big, fat, you know, waste of time, you know. And
that'll sour things for you.
Yes. I hadn't been to Rivercat Stadium for like 18 years. This is the first time I was there, like in their second season, when they were in Sacramento. So I went
to a game, but it was a lot longer than 18 years. And I thought it was still the Rivercats.
I'm not sure, but they didn't always play at Riverfront Stadium.
Riverfront sounds like...
Not Riverfront Stadium, Sutter Home Sutter Park.
But I don't know, they probably played somewhere else, but I think the Rivercats have been around for a long time.
Yeah, but I probably won't go to another minor league game anytime soon. I mean, the weather was perfect, and it was a nice crowd. I mean, you know, the crowd was nice and everything.
But you know, they do have don't the San Rafael Pacifics play locally here?
Yeah,
kind of an international. I mean, it's funny because they consider it professional baseball rather than minor league. You know, because these guys, they do get paid, and I'm not sure what the difference between minor league baseball. Unless they just don't get paid.
Well, minor league, you're affiliated with a major league team.
Who are the Sabercats affiliated with?
The Rivercats are associated with the Giants.
I mean, are they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were supposed to have. Oh, that's another thing. Elliot Ramos was supposed to be doing a rehab assignment there. He was announced, and then he didn't play.
Well, there you go. There's another one for you.
So it was all a bummer. I mean, all these things that we were hoping for just kind of fell apart in our lap, and it all cost me, you know, $120 for the privilege. So I'd say anyone that goes to the Rivercats, watch out for that family fun pack. You know, don't sign up for it unless you're willing to pay $45 a seat. But
yeah,
fire beware.
I hate stuff like that. You know,
It's not, but, I mean, maybe I'm out $60 and that's not the end of the world,
but it's
feeling like you got ripped off. You're feeling like somebody pulled one over on you and charged you something you weren't expecting. That's always something. It's like getting
That's the hard part. I mean, at least if you knew before you left to go there to go, hey, they got this family pack and you pay $45 and it's like, okay, well, maybe the food wasn't as good or the mug wasn't as good. You know, it's not the same thing.
No.
This was trickery, so to speak.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And, you know,
well, if it makes you feel better. Football season's not too far away.
As a Giants fan, I couldn't be happier. I really, now I just check the scores at the end of the night. I don't watch. I don't sit through. Maybe I'll sit through one or two games when Webb is pitching because that's still fun to watch. But they're going to be a 90-100 loss team this year.
Yeah. And what about your A's?
They're your A's. You know I hate the A's. Can't stand them.
The only green uniforms, I know. That's the only reason.
1989, my friend. 1989. I will never forgive the A's. I won't forgive the A's not only for 1989, but I won't forgive the A's for 1988, and I won't forgive the A's for 1991. Why the A's couldn't have won in 1998, lost in 89, and won in 1990. I would have been fine.
Yeah, the 1990, apparently, I can't remember who said this, but someone said the 1990 team, I think it was maybe even Ricky Henderson said, he goes, that was probably our best team.
It is, and they lost to Chris Sabo, you know.
Sabo, exactly. Four straight.
I know. I can't, that's still one of the most jaw-dropping series. And because the A's did that, and the only time they could win in 3 years was against my Giants, and I really feel that 89 Giants team deserved a World Series.
One more heartbreak at you. What about the 2002 Giants?
That's even more heartbreaking, but that 89 team, Will Clark deserved a World Series win. I mean, you look back on his career, and that's one thing that's missing. I really loved Kevin Mitchell. I loved Steve Berba. I loved Don Robinson. I loved Atlee Hammaker. I loved, you know, the Giants had...
Wait, you said Steve who?
Steve Bedrosian was on that team.
Oh, Bedrosian. I said Berba and I'm all... There was no Berba.
Berba was on there, too, as a reliever.
Berba? I don't remember him, but I remember Bedrosian, and he was kind of toward the tail end of his career.
Yeah, Bedrock. And they had Don Robinson, the caveman. Yeah. On that team. They had a lot of character.
What about Rick Rushel? Was he on that team?
Yeah, Rick Rushel was on that team. You know, and they had a lot of character. And I was hoping they'd get the magic in the bottle enough to win that one. And then if the A's had won against the Dodgers, I would love the A's, you know. Yeah. But they lose to Kirk Gibson and his corked bat, which I still will go to my grave saying that was the corked bat home run.
Yeah, how do you go off your front foot with one hand and hit
falling over?
And it was a backdoor slider, I think. It wasn't even a fastball. So, yeah, that would be kind of interesting.
Nearly 30 years later, and no one has ever hit another home run like that. Let's put it that way.
Tell you what. Okay, let's go to our last trivia question here. You ready? The largest country in the Arab world is which country? And if you need a hint, I'll give it to you when we get back. Audience, stay with us. Sports Econ 101 will be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only
available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last night for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mr. Russell Jackman. Okay, third trivia question. The largest country in the Arab world starts, I'll tell you what letter it starts with. What do you think?
Egypt?
Nope. Okay, it starts with an A.
Well, not the Arab, not Saudi Arabia.
No. You ready? Algeria. Algeria has got 2.38 million square miles. I guess if you look at a map, you'll see how.
I'm going to debate that because I think Egypt is larger.
Well, if you Google how big Egypt is, then you'll tell me if I'm wrong. All right, you ready? Here's our silly pun of the week. So I had a job interview today, and the manager said, "We're looking for someone who's responsible." I said, "Well, I'm your man." At my last job, whenever something went wrong, they said I was responsible. Come on, Russell. That's a fun pun.
I'm looking up Egypt.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to go right to our thoughts of the day. So I hate elevator music. Why? Because it's bad on so many levels.
I don't know. Elevator music has its ups and downs.
That's true, too. That's a good one, Russell.
Say the square mileage was of Algeria?
2.83 million. How big is Egypt?
23 million square miles?
No, it can't be.
That's not possible.
That's not possible. Okay. And ready? And I realized getting a degree in history is useless because there's no future in it. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
So long.